So what's up, everybody? You ready for some breathing? We have a special celebration today. Lindsay's birthday was yesterday, correct? You're 3'3", and I'm 8'8". Did we ever have that conversation? Thank you for remembering me. Okay. Oh, happy birthday. And welcome, Joe. Good luck. He hasn't been in the room in about a year, so have a great, great time, you guys. All right, let's breathe together. Yeah? All right. Hands underneath the chin, get a nice grip. Knuckles touch with the chin throughout the breathing exercise. Now stand nice and tall. Hi, Summer. Hello, my dear. Keep your body weight to the heels, and let's begin. Inhale, breathing. Slowly start. Lift the elbows up towards the ceiling. Breathing in as much as you can, hold at the top. Now exhale, breathing. Open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands, palms come together, cross your thumbs, and then elbows touch each other. Good start. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift the elbows. Slowly bring your chin down. Pull the lower abdomen in, but we want the rib cage to expand. Good. Now exhale, breathing. Very good, rib cage. Kate and Amy, push your chin back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, nice and slow, three, four. Keep breathing in, five, all the way until six, and hold at the top. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, look way back, four. Get a nice tight grip, cross your thumbs, elbows together. Inhale again by the throat. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of your inhale. Now exhale, breathing, mouth open. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Suck in your stomach and hold it in, please. Inhale, head down. Now, the more you suck in the stomach, the more you expand the rib cage, the more of your lungs you learn to use. Exhale, breathing. Lift up right at the breastbone. Center of the chest stays lifted, so you only bend the neck. Rest of the spine stays straight. Inhale, one. Head down, two, three. Halfway, four. Five, right at the end, look straight ahead. Six, exhale, one. Push the chin, two, three. Look way back, four. Get a nice tight grip, five. Elbows touch each other on six. Again, please, inhale, breathing by the throat. Try to synchronize the movement of the arms and head with the inhale. Now exhale, breathing, synchronizing the movement of the arms and head with the exhale. Eyes back, look back, way back. Exhale completely. Two more in the first set. Go ahead, please, inhale by the throat. Press the legs together, so squeeze in at the upper inner thighs and the ankle bones. And now exhale, that's right with the feet, Kate. Weight to the heels, hips just a little forward to get them right underneath the upper body, elbows together. One more, please. Inhale by the throat. Suck in your stomach, but let the rib cage expand, visible at both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. One, push the chin, two, three. Look way back, four. Get a nice tight grip, five. Elbows come together, six. All right, very good. Arms down to the sides. Lindsay, did you bring your room with you? You have this red, I associate you guys with your rooms. I don't know if you know that. It's like, you're, you know, people have a car, people have a, whatever. I see you in your room. I've seen you in that room like every day for a year. And now it's like, wait, when I look over there, I expect to see the lamp and the window. All right, second set. Interlace your fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Maybe we'll start to carry those around. I don't know. I'm having some weird technological daydream. Okay, suck in your stomach, chest up. Let's start again. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Elbows as high as they go, six. Now exhale, one. Keep the elbows, two. Pretty high, three, four. Look way back, five. Exhale completely, six. Start again, please. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up. Now suck in the lower abdomen, but let the rib cage expand and move to its maximum. Good. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back with the knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles, so the head goes slowly back. Inhale. Chin pushes against the fingers. That's it. Press the ankle bones together and the inner thighs together. Exhale, breathing. One, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Shoulders relax, five, all the way. Six, elbows touch. Again, please, inhale. Looks good, Nadia. Elbows lift from there. That's it. Nice, slow movement of the arms, head, and inhale. Good. Now exhale, breathing. stand up as tall as you can. So the muscles of standing tall, you get to strengthen, you get to use so they stay in order. Inhale, one, two, good working order, three, four. Keep breathing in, five, all the way until six, hold it. Exhale, one, stand tall, two, three, look way back, four, hips a little forward, five, weight on the heels, six. Again, please inhale. Really try to get the same amount of air in. That's good, Summer, with the chin and knuckles together on each of the six counts. Exhale, really try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts so it's steady and it's strong all the way until the end. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows as high as possible, six, exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, try to see the back wall, five, cross your thumbs, six, elbows touch. Inhale again, head down. Middle inner thighs pressed together. That's it, John. Chest up, stomach in. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Everybody, chest up, stomach in. The shoulders relax completely. Exhale more and more. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Keep the weight on the heels, six. Exhale, one. Stand tall, two, three. Keep your feet flat on the floor, five, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Keep the body weight to your heels. Suck in your stomach. Exhale. Open your mouth. Now make sure the end of the exhale is always stronger than the beginning of that same exhale. So a little more strength, a little more stomach. And inhale. One, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in more and more. Six. Exhale. One. Lift the chest. Two, three, push the chin, four, all the way back, five, try to see the back wall, six. A few more, please, in the second set. Inhale slowly. Keep the chin and knuckles together like glue, elbows towards the ceiling. Now exhale, keep the elbows pretty high as you bring them forward. Shoulders relax completely, exhale more and more. Okay, last two now. Inhale, nice and steady. Suck in the stomach. Look for your rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Good, Janelle. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two, three. Push the chin, four, all the way back, five. Elbows together, six. Good, Sarah. Last one. Inhale, breathing. Elbows separate and lift. Hi, Cheryl. Go ahead and do a full 10. Good set of the pranayama. Exhale, breathing when you're ready, everybody. Push the head back. Hips forward, stomach, and exhale completely. Elbows touch each other. You can go ahead, keep going, Cheryl. Everybody else, you can change. You can join us after you've done a good, I don't know, 5-6 minutes of that, Cheryl, okay? All right, glad to see you. Sarah, I love the cardigan for the warm-up. That's really fun. I imagine us all in, like, some sort of outfits and choreography sometimes. You know, it's like, okay. All right. So, how about some half-moon pose? Now, just try to breathe by the nose, stay with the words, rest if needed. But 99% of this whole thing is mental. 99% of the mental, or the benefit is mental too, so just do what you can physically. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. I feel like in triangle, Sarah, it would be like a cape, like standing bow would be like a cape. Go ahead, do your warm-up left and right several times. You could really do some fun stuff with that. But you're getting warm, so now it's done. No more cardigan. Okay, go up and over. Up and over, right, left, right, left. When you cannot stretch up any taller, so remember the point there was to get up tall, come back up, stop in the middle. Now breathe as smoothly as you can by the nose, maximum body weight on the heels. Push your hips a little bit forward, arms back and chin up. Now specifically as you are inhaling, suck in your stomach, stretch up once more, try to touch the ceiling. Good, Michelle, slowly bend your upper body to the right. That's a really good stretch up. The trick is to keep the lift and the length all the way out to your grip at the hands, all the way from the heels, all the way to the hands. So inside out, bones to the skin. Push your hips to the left side, keeping the body weight on your heels. Looks good, Nadia. Very good. Yep, a little bit of hips forward, chin up. So the front side of the body is all square to the mirror, both hips in one line, both armpits, shoulders in one line. Now come down just a little more. That's right, John. Very good, stomach in. Try to breathe as smoothly as you can while holding the stomach in. Now squeeze the hands. Keep the thumbs crossed, palms together. Push your hips. Come down a little bit more. Push and push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Body weight to the heels, hips forward, arms back, and chin up. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up once more, try to touch the ceiling, and then reach up and over to the left side. Try to keep the lift. Good, Janelle. Simultaneously push your hips to the right side. The whole pelvis, take it and move it to the right side of your room. Now, I want the whole right side of the body to stretch. There you go, Nadia. Push the right side of your rib cage up towards the ceiling, so like a nice round shape. There you go. That's the right way. Now stay like that, but take a nice deep breath. Lift your chin up. Squeeze the hands, palms together. You can come down a little more as long as the body weight stays on the heels, breathing smoothly, and both hips in one line. To open up the chest and shoulders a little bit further, you can bring the left shoulder forward. That's good, Amy, in the room. Opening up the chest and rib cage. Come down some or push your hips all the way down. Come down and push and push and push and push and push. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Next we do half moon backward bend. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Inhale, push your hands up towards the ceiling and bring them back. Arms back, go back. Arms towards your ears. Push your upper body back. So I need a squeeze with the hands so that you can press something towards the back wall. All right? Squeeze the hands, palms together. Lock your elbows, tip the chin back, and now push the hands past the face. When the arms and upper body won't go anymore, take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. You can do it. Everybody reach back, arms back, look back, more back. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in your stomach on the way down. Take your time in the forward bending. Suck in the stomach. And then once you're touching the floor, you can move your hips back and forth a few times if needed. Otherwise, go ahead and grab the heels from behind. Sweep your hands around, scooping up the heels. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. So from the lower spine to the head, you lengthen down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Try to get your face on the legs below the knees so you have no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Now hold the posture in stillness. So you can keep pulling. As long as the upper body is touching with the legs everywhere, push the knees back. Just make sure no gap opens up. That looks good, Lindsay. When you exhale, push the fingers and the balls of the feet down. So the hands and feet are pressing to the floor. Exhale, push your knees back. That's great, Ron. Elbows towards the back wall. Upper body slides down the legs. Try to lock the knees. Now you can let go of your heels. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers and come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine. As straight as you can. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the sides. Awesome. Ron, you change your mind? Is that, you happy up there? Okay. I didn't mean to pick you out of the back. If you like that. Oh, you couldn't even see yourself. Got it. All right. Let's do second set half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep the chin up so you can see your own neck in the mirror. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, reach to the right, push your hips to the left. You can continue, Ramit. As long as you get a nice, good 5-6 minutes of the breathing, that's fine. You can join us when you're done. Push your hips to the left side, keeping the body weight to the heels. Now, when you are in your posture, holding still, I want you to pay attention to the flow of the breathing, right? In and out by the nose, but also maintain the concentration on each body part and how it's involved in the posture. So hands squeezing, maintain the effort to keep the chin up. Even if it doesn't go any further, you know the chin is up. You know your stomach is in, or you suck it in again. You know weight is on the heels, or you put it back there again. Come down for 5. Squeeze hands and reach. 4. Hold the lower abdomen. 3. Suck it in. 2. Come down, push all the way. 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. That's it. So total attention. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. That's good with the upper body, Summer. Now move your hips to the right side. At first, yes, it's going to feel like you might drop or flop down. But that's how you start to build the strength, as you realize, oh, my body went somewhere that I couldn't maintain. That's good news. When you feel a weakness, the good news is that you felt it. You realized that there's a place to get stronger. Push your hips to the right side, keeping the body weight on the heels. Bring the left chest round just a little more forward, left armpit forward. Yeah, there you go. Just keep trying that. Now, when you inhale, lift up the chin, arms back, just a touch. Now, come down, squeeze hands and reach, five. Push your hips to the right, four. Keep the kneecaps lifted, three. That's it, Kate. Hips forward, two. Come down and push. Very nice, one. Inhale, breathing. Nice side bending, Sean. Come up in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. You can start the back bend by bringing the head back, and immediately arms can go back towards your ears. Push your hands past the face in order to lock the elbows. So you got to use the strength of the grip, the strength of the pushing of the arms to help you lengthen and go back. Now, as you exhale next, push your hips forward, push your thighs forward, push the stomach forward. Maximum body weight on the heels for three. That's good. Head back, Summer. Two. Go and touch the wall behind you. One. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Very nice holding, Nadia. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and come forward. Bend your knees, stomach, and hands on the floor. Take your time. If you need more of a warm-up, take it. If you don't need it, then grab the heels. Exhale, breathing. Upper body to the legs, scooping up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers side by side, elbows behind the legs, on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now pull continuously, but you also push. There's a pulling and a pushing. The pulling is elbows bending, a little bit of help from the biceps. But the pushing is pressing the upper body to the legs, pushing the base of the toes or balls of the feet down, pushing the knuckles down, and pressing the upper body down towards the floor. Top of the head gets closer to the feet. So roll forward, elbows towards the back wall. Pull on your heels, push the knees back, absolutely freeze. Now, release the heels, bring your hands back around in front of you, interlace the fingers, and come up. Take your time, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down to the sides, shoulders relax. All right, awkward poses. Next, right foot step out to your right 6 inches. Ramit, if you didn't get a chance for half moon, I didn't watch the whole thing, but make sure you can go ahead and do your half moon, side bending, back bending, hands to feet, and then pick up with us. All right, inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Sorry, I did not specify earlier. Okay, tricep muscles contracted, all five fingers together. Take a nice deep breath, and as you exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. For example, if you miss awkward, I don't mind, but the breathing in half moon, you got to get in there. All right, so stick the hips back. Drop the hips down as far as they go. Good, Michelle. And then hold that posture, keeping the feet parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up. Upper body leans back all the way. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Arms stay there. Now go ahead all the way up on the tiptoes, as high as possible. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, thighs parallel to the floor. Push the big toes down, heels up. Very good, Lindsay. Push the big toes down, knees up. Come up higher on the tiptoes round. You can do it. Ankles press forward. Keep going. Heels up. Ankles forward. Knees up. Inhale. Come up. Nice one. Heels down. For the third part, come up just a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Start to sit down. You can widen the feet, Michelle, just a little bit. That'll help you balance. Good. That looks fine. Keep the knees together as you're sitting down and the spine perfectly straight. Back of the head and back of the hips leaning against an imaginary wall. Just go as far as you can go. Once you get down close to the heels, push your knees down and forward towards the floor in front of you. Arms and thighs both parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. That's it, Sean. Chest up, stomach in, shoulders down. Slowly come up like that. Leaning against the wall all the way up. That's it. Until you're standing again. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. We have some sound effects in the house tonight, folks. Any pain or it was just the effort? Yeah, I get it. We were talking about there's a few situations where grunts just kind of happen. You're like, oh, okay, all right, that's one of them. Let's do second set. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, body weight on the heels. There's this one thing I do in the shape shifting that I have not been able to not grunt when doing it up until like last week. It's the first time I got up out of this particular posture without a sound coming out. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. So that's a nice thing that happens. But it's taken like 2 years, you know. Lean back, way back, Can you drop the hips anymore, Tammy, in the chair? Stick them out, stick them back. Right there. That's a good start. Hold it. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. All the way up on the tiptoes. It's not just your feet, though. I want everything to stretch up towards the ceiling, including the top of the head. Keep your shoulders down, chest up. Looks good, Joe. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes. 10 counts. Good, Janelle. 9. Press ankles forward. 8. Big toes press down. 7. That's it. 6. Upper body back. 5. Push the big toes down. 4. Suck in your stomach. 3. You got it, Amy. 2. Drop the hips 1 inch. 1. Inhale, come up. Very nice leg shaking. Heels down. Come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Now take a deep breath, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly sit down. Dorothy and I had a conversation in class this morning. She's feeling new things, and she's like, it feels so weak. All right, so this is an example. This posture, you might feel a weakness. But I said to her, yeah, but last year, could you feel it at all? And she said, no. So I said, okay. Like, if you feel a weakness, that's much better than feeling nothing, right? So when you come up, if you feel shaky or weak, it's fine. Keep the knees together and slowly come up. Because the point is you're having some communication with that body part, with that body area. Okay, nice, Nadia. Good pace there. Right foot to the left, arms down to the sides. Very nice. All right, next is eagle posture. Feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can with body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now right leg lift up over the left leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. If the foot's coming out or not wrapped yet, sit down a little lower, but keep the body weight a little more to your heel. Pull your elbows down, stomach in, and now lift your chest up. Upper body back a little more at the end. Come up, everyone. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down and sit down. So bring the hips down and back as much as they will go, just like the first part of awkward pose. Upper body back, couple of inches. Staying down there, lift your left leg over the right as high as it will go. Trying to create pressure between the thighs. Left foot goes behind the right calf muscle. Eventually, eliminate any gap between your ankle and the calf muscle. Sucking in the stomach. Keep the weight to the heel as you sit down more. Pull the elbows down so the arms press into the chest, but lift your chest up, upper body back. Come up, please. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Go ahead, please. Get your grip or reach for the hands if you can't quite get them yet. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Go ahead, sit down in the chair, please. Good, Janelle. Try to stay all the way down there. Now right leg lift up over the left. As high as it goes. You got it. Line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. So top knee to the right. Try to get the right wrist straight. If you have the fingertips matching each other, push the fingertips into each other. All right, so you get a little pressure up there. Sit down, twisting like ropes, upper body back at the end. Very nice. Come up, please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Last one, left arm underneath the right arm. Get your best grip in front of the face. Pull the elbows down. Sit down with your feet flat. Go as low as you can with weight on the heels. All the way down. Good. Now left leg lift up over the right. Once you get the legs crossed to their maximum, even if the foot doesn't wrap all the way, line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet below the nose. You can bring the hips back and down, Nadia, a little bit lower and a little bit behind you more. At first, it's going to make you wobble, okay? But when you wobble, you figure out how to get strong in those weak parts. Now pull the elbows down more. Shoulders come down naturally. That's it. Upper body back at the end. Come up, everyone. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. All right. Party time. If you need a little water, go ahead. You're standing. Great. You're doing fine, right? Okay. But now here's the hard part, right? Okay. You made it. You made it this far. You got in the room and warmed up. Now, the challenge here, do you have a question, Janelle? Okay. You're like, no, let's just get this over with, please. No, honestly, though, the challenge here is the constant attention to your breathing will help you not push too hard. The thing we do in these next few postures is we just throw ourselves into overdo it, and then we're like, oh, can't do anything. So the mental part of this is if you keep your attention on your breathing and keep it steady while you're doing the hardest postures, you're going to have the best feeling, because if you have to take a break, you'll know it not 30 seconds later. You'll know it right then. And you might not even need a full break. You might just need, okay, I need to just take one slow inhale, one slow exhale. Yes? Okay. Standing head to knee pose, right leg lift up in front of you. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, round your spine forward. Grab the right foot in front of you. Over time, you will be able to breathe slower. So that's a direction you can head in slowly. All right. You don't have to perfect the slow breathing right away, but you can work on it. Now, standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Inhale, breathing right leg. Very slowly, gently lift up on an inhale. That's it. Until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Take a deep breath with your standing leg lock. Kick the right heel forward, sucking in the stomach at the same time. Try to get both legs locked. And once you can balance there with both thighs contracted, then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. That's it, Ron. That's very nice concentration. Hold it. But change again. Undo the arms. Bend the right knee. Feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, left leg lift up in front of you. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the foot out in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip exactly 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the right foot. Now on your inhale, left leg lift up slowly and gently. Rohan, if you can try to do the breathing exercise, 10 of those, and then side, backward bend and hands to the feet, then you can join us where we are, okay? Once you are up there, kick the heel forward, turning the toes back. Try to get both legs locked. Once you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down. That's it, run toes, all five of them. Turn back. Very good. Kick the heel forward. Suck in your stomach. Absolutely freeze. Take your time. Change again. Undo the arms. Put the left foot down and stand tall again. Excellent. Any questions on this one? Let's try it again. Feet together nicely. Bring the right leg up in front of you. Take a nice full breath in. Exhale. Grab the foot. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Keep your foot forward, Summer, in front of your knee, okay? Your right foot there, right there. And now go and try to grab it, keeping your foot there. See, yeah, there you go. Exactly. It's a little harder. Go ahead, right leg lift up once you have the foot in your hands. Once you can get both legs locked, bring the elbows down. And also squeeze your legs inward towards the center plane of the body. So the standing leg and the upper leg, they both squeeze inward. This will help you control the side-to-side balance. Go ahead, once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, very gently, forehead to your knee. Take your time to get out of it. Head comes up, arms straighten out, and feet together, arms down. Last one, left leg lift up in front of you. Go ahead, pick it up 2 inches below the toes. That looks good, Rohan. Yep, just a few more, and then you can do your side bending. All right, now once you have the grip, inhale, left leg slowly, gently lift up, and stretch forward. Upper body can lift up a little bit too. That looks good, Jess. Yep, now press the heel forward, turn the toes back. Try to get both legs locked, then you can proceed. Elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. And once they stay below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, round your whole spine, suck in your stomach, head to the knee, three. Looks good, Kevin, two. Squeeze the legs inward towards the center, one. Change again, very nice hold. Kevin, good one. Feet together, stand tall. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, straighten the elbow, and hold your right ankle from the inside. Rohan, that's good. You can just do like 10 counts to the right side, 10 counts to the left, 10 counts in a back bend, okay? Everybody, left arm up in front of you. Just get a little warm up there. All right, now take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. If you can grab at the ankle, Michelle, there you go. And kick the right leg back, then straight up towards the ceiling. until you see the foot come up over your head. Toes will point straight up. Now keep the standing leg locked. Charge forward a little bit more from the left hip or pelvis all the way to the left fingertips. I want you to create a strong line which stretches. So try to touch the mirror. That's a good summer, good reaching summer. Kick the right leg up and right shoulder goes back behind you to get two shoulders in one line. In other words, right shoulder will be invisible from the front view. Now take the front arm, Tammy. Try to touch the wall in front of you at the eye level. Bring the body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. One more. Stretch forward, body down, kick, all at the same time. Change, please. Feet together, arms down. Other side, left hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out, straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. And now the right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. Now inhale, stretch the entire right side of the body upward. Try to touch the ceiling and then go forward. Charge forward on the right side. Simultaneously push the left knee back and you kick up as hard as possible, keeping the standing leg locked throughout the posture. Charge forward so the body weight stays more to the ball of the foot, closer to the toes than the heel. Take the right arm, charge it forward all the way to the fingertip stretch. At the same time, left shoulder back and kick up. So you turn or twist your upper body to the left. Now take a deep breath, chin up. Bring the body down, kick, charge forward and kick, inhale, kick a little bit more at the end. Change. Good one, Sarah. Feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, let's begin. Second set, everybody feet together. You can join us, Rohan, for this one. Right hand up in front of you, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. Left arm slides up. Now inhale, stretch the entire left side of the body up and go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick the right leg back, 18. 17, look straight ahead, 16. 15, keep your chin up, 14. 13, 12, bring the body down, 11. 10, keep kicking, 9. Standing leg locked, 8. 7, now take a deep breath, 6. Stretch and kick equally, 5. Charge forward, kick up, 4. Body down, 3, just a tiny bit, 2, kick and stretch forward, 1, great. Change again, feet together, arms down to the sides. Last one of this, left hand up in front of you, turn it out, hold the ankle, holding from the inside and right arm slides up in front of you. Palm facing forward, knees together if at all possible. Now inhale, stretch everything on the right side of the body up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. 20 counts, charge forward, 19, push the left knee back, 18, 17, now left leg kick it up, 16, 15, 14, take a deep breath, 13, 12, right hand fingertips, 11, all the way forward, 10, body down and kick, 9, 8, take a deep breath, 7, twist your upper body, 6, to your left, 5, 4, charge forward, kick up, 3, body down, kick, 2, just a tiny bit more, 1, great one, feet together, arms down to the sides. Balancing stick poses next, you may step to the back of the mat if needed, feet together, everybody. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up so the neck is visible from the front. Inhale, breathing. Step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed, and come down. Upper body down, left leg up. That's it, Janelle. Good straight line. Now charge forward. Try to distribute the body weight equally across the base of all five toes. So the ball of the foot presses down underneath the big toe substantially. Now come down, leg up. Charge forward, leg up. Stretch. Everybody stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Chin up, arms and head together. Take a deep breath and a big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Begin. Bring the upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Suck in your stomach at the very lower left abdomen so you can bring the right hip down and forward. Now take your hands and the back foot. Stretch them away from each other. Body down, stretch, change. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together and arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Get your nice tight grip, chin up. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs, and come down. Keep your arms up with your ears down the best you can. Squeeze your arm biceps with the head. Chin stays the same distance from the chest the whole time. Front row, you can try to look at your standing foot in the mirror. That's good, AMF. Now hold here and stretch from the hands to the foot. You can do it, Kate. Stretch. Standing leg lock. Stretch body down. Stretch. Inhale, come up. Good one. Last one. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. Please lock both legs. Now come down. Upper body down. Right leg up. The lower left abdomen all the way at the hip joint. Suck it in. Controlling that hip joint is a lot of the balance here. Now come down, leg up. Bring the right hip down and forward a little bit. Balancing stick looks like capital letter T. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, feet together. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. For standing separate leg stretching, please step to the left side of the mat or turn if you need to. Toes and heels touching each other. All right, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture, take a deep breath, stretch your spine up and then forward. Looking forward, that's okay, keep the kneecaps lifted, thighs contracted. And looking forward until you can't see yourself anymore. Very steady, Jess. Now, once you're all the way down as far as you can go, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers side by side. If you can't reach there, you can grab the outsides of the feet or even fingertips underneath the toes. Hands on the floor in front of you is on the way to all of this. Once you have the heels, pull on them. Make sure the legs stay locked, not only the kneecaps lifted, but eventually all the way up to the upper thighs, upper quadriceps contract. And you can pull to stretch the upper body down. Look forward, chin forward. Try to touch your head to the floor right between the feet. Hold it here. Can you push the right knee back, Kate, any amount? Lock the legs. There you go. Lift up the kneecap again. You had it. Hold it. Good. Now change again. Arms out sideways, head up. Stand up slowly. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Is that pulling on anything when you lock the leg? Okay. You're just weak. But you did it. You can't do it forever at the moment. Eventually, she's going to do it forever. Okay. It's great, Kate. Arms over the head sideways. I'm going to be Superwoman. Right foot steps to the right or whatever. I don't know all the superheroes. All right. Lock your legs. Watch them and come forward. Go slower if you need to. Some of the way you will gain strength is by relaxing, which sounds not right in a way, right? It's like, I have to give it everything. But if you relax properly in the posture, you'll have the appropriate energy for the posture. If, say, for example, you're hunching the shoulders, it's going to be harder for you to suck in the stomach or more difficult for you to lock the legs because energy isn't quite channeled where we want to channel it. So just concentrate on legs lock, concentrate on weight towards the toes, stomach in, and let the body stretch down. Back of the leg stretch, hips stretch, lower spine. There you go, Kate. Just hold it for a few seconds, and when it needs to relax, fine, and then do it again. Absolutely freeze. Now take your time to come up. Arms out, head up. Nice one, Amy F. Once you're upright, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Excellent. Triangle pose is next. Feet together nicely. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now take a deep breath, push both hips forward, both arms back. Inhale, lift the center of your chest, turn the right foot all the way out to your right, and bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Make sure you get down low enough. Now spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath, hips forward, arms back once more, and begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back enough so you're aiming between the big and second toe. And then turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder. So the very back of the head where you'd have a ponytail or a braid, you just swing it around over the right shoulder, chin to the left. Now keep the left leg locked throughout the posture, left foot flat on the floor. Upper body up, so take the whole rib cage torso, lift it up away from the right thigh. That's good, Cheryl. At the same time, bring the hips, pelvis down. Now turn and twist by bringing the right shoulder forward, right knee back. Right rib cage, Lindsay, towards the mirror. Right armpit towards the mirror. Hold it there. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest up. Turn your left foot all the way out. Bend your knee and sit down till the thighs parallel to the floor. You can bounce a couple of times. Just keep the right leg locked, spine straight. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, tilt your upper body over to the left. And down, left arm, straight down, right arm, straight up. Push your knee back, and then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. The twisting in this posture involves a lot of different elements. One is pushing the knee back, one is left shoulder forward, another is chin to the right. All these things will help you open up the chest in the twisted position. Now keep the upper body up, rib cage lifts up away from the left thigh. Make sure you can push the left heel firmly to the floor. Turn and twist a little more, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, left toes turn in. Feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. That left side, Lindsay. If you take a little bit bigger step, see what happens. I feel like it might just be a little too short. We're going to be singing to you when you do that next, so good luck. Have fun. Any questions? Does anyone else have a birthday with Lindsay yesterday or a birthday today? Okay. All right. You guys have your singing voices ready? Run. You got the pitchfork, what do you call it? All right. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Now, take a deep breath, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your right foot all the way out, bend your right knee, and sit down. Spine nice and straight in the middle. Now, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead, push the chin with the shoulder. Good, Ramit. Yep. Now, once you get the arm down there, create pressure against the right knee with the right arm. Bring the right shoulder, chest, armpit forward towards the mirror. So you're pushing back and bringing the chest forward. Bring the chin to the left. Looks good. Upper body up, lower body down. Make sure you can push the right foot firmly into the ground as if it's going through the floor. Sit down one more, Nadia. It's nice posture. Drop the hips. Touch your toes. Nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out. And now you can sit down, bend the left knee. So I want you to feel the left foot pushing down and the upper body staying lifted above it. Go ahead, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. I'll turn on the room mic so you guys can have a little serenade. All right, take a nice deep breath, everybody. Let's begin. Happy birthday to you. We're singing to Lindsay. Happy birthday to you. Nice deep breath, twice as loud. Happy birthday, dear Lindsay. One more time. Happy birthday to you. All right. Come on up. Thanks, everybody. Left toes turn in, feet to the place, arms overhead. Arms down to the sides. Oh, we got a little party thing here on the screen for you, Lindsay. A noisemaker with confetti. I don't know what to call it, but it's lovely. Thank you, Matt and Mindy and family. All right. Oh, something's coming from Summer. Ooh, thanks, Summer. How fun is that? All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Thank you. Arms over the head sideways. Lindsay's smiling. I can see it. Hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. 3 foot minimum. Take a nice deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right. Two heels in one line. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and the left hip forward, both hips in one line. Now when you inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Chin tucks first. Round the upper back second and slowly rest of the spine. You go down, forehead to the knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. You can stretch your hands forward just beyond the foot, please. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked and breathing smooth in and out by the nose. Maximum compression on the front of the neck or throat. Now push the knee back a couple of times. Lock your right leg and slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward. Chin stays tucked. Last thing is arms and head up. Very nice. Now turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Just the neck first, Janelle. Then the upper back. Yeah, start from the top. Go ahead. Tuck your chin. Then come back up, Janelle. Hold on. Right here, tuck your chin. I'm going to help you. Okay, your upper back. Try to round the upper back only. There. Now look at your chest. and peel down from the top like a fruit roll-up. Okay, the waistband and the hips, go ahead, that's better. What I'm trying to express is the waistband and hips bend the very last thing. So the more you can do the neck and upper back first, it'll just help you. That looks better. Now push the fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Eyes open, throat compressed. Now lock the front leg. A couple of times, straighten the knee and come up slowly. And you try to undo it. You kind of uncurl yourself to get out. Turn and face the front. Right foot to the left and arms down to the sides. So like if you're, I'll show this on the screen. If this is my spine, you try to just do, here's the head, and then you just kind of this way. And then you try to undo it. So the very last thing is the neck. Okay. Let's do one more of those. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Take a big step to the right. Turn to your right, ideally on the heels. So lift up both sets of toes, turn, and then you can start. Once the hips are lined up, you feel, okay, I'm bending my neck. And then just below the neck, and then just below that, just below that. Give it a try. It'll help you control the different kind of, all the sections of the neck and throat, front of the chest, upper, middle, lower abdomen, forehead to the knee. Are you suctioning your mask in again today, Michelle? Okay, good. Push the fingertips into the floor. Now shift a little more body weight to the front foot. You can do this by pushing the back heel into the floor to shift more body weight forward to the base of the toes on the front foot. This will help you keep the hips level or get them level if they're not there yet. Good one, Joe. Lock the front leg. Take your time to come up. Squeeze inward. Upper inner thighs squeeze in towards the center plane of the body. All the way back up. All right, then turn 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Back foot in, right hip forward. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Start from the neck. Tuck your chin to the chest. Good shin, good round spine. Then upper spine, middle spine, lower spine. Just the best you can with that body part, communication, control, feedback. This whole situation of having a human body is really kind of sci-fi. You know, forehead to the left knee, or you can bring the knee up to the forehead. These look good. Push the back foot heel to the floor to shift more body weight to the ball of the foot on the front foot, especially underneath the big toe. Keep the throat compressed, lower abdomen in. Now push the knee with the forehead. See if you can get your leg any straighter without letting it leave the forehead. Then you can lock it all the way and come up. Good one, Florida Amy. Come up slowly. Right hip stays forward. Good control, Kevin. That looks very steady. Turn and face the front. Right foot to the left. And arms down to the sides. All right. Did you feel it a little bit, Janelle? That's great. It might not change a ton, but your feeling of it will change, right? Yeah. All right. Tree pose. Come back to the towel, please. Feet together nicely. Toes and heels touching. Oh, Nadia. I just had a thought of you like to hug trees, your tree hugger. I am, definitely. Yes? Okay. Right leg lift up. Is that used in a positive way, or is it always like, oh, that's a tree hugger? Is that a negative thing? I'm just very, I don't know what things I say mean sometimes. You know, does it have a connotation I'm not aware of? I'm just asking. But let's all be trees. And then we hug each other, and we can just be trees hugging trees. Okay, right heel to the top of the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. When you realize, you know, one word can mean 10 different things to 10 different people, so just always wondering. Okay, very slowly, gently bring the right knee back, hips a little forward. Lock the standing leg, stand tall. You can bring the right hand up anytime, really. Keep the shoulders down, both sides of the waist stretching up. And then, left hand can come up, but if your foot slips or slides at all, continue to hold the foot with the left hand. Very nice. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg, lift up. Bring your heel as high as it goes on the right thigh. Oh, I learned something this morning when I was practicing. Think of trying to bring the heel to the pelvis, not the thigh. What we ultimately want is pressure of the heel on the pelvis. The pelvis is going to push forward and untilt, and the femur bone is going to press back. So even if it doesn't go there yet, somewhere between pubic bone and the crest there, but not all the way to the top there. Okay, so that's where you're headed. Don't worry if you're not there yet, but if you can get the foot there, that's a good place for the pressure to be. Left hand can be up first, and then the right, shoulders relaxed. Good. All right, change again. Left foot down, arms down. I don't want anybody to force that. I just, if you have the principle of that heel, pelvis, femur bone, it's kind of where we're headed. Okay, let's try toe stand. Bring the right heel all the way up. We say the top of the thigh because it's much more easy to think about. We don't really realize where one thing ends and one thing starts when we start. Now go ahead, look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Now, once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower your hips down to the heel. Bring your arms right around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down. Stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling, stomach in. If you can balance there comfortably with the spine straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together. Very, very nice. When you're done, bring your hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips up, standing up in tree pose. You can grab the foot if you need to. Finishing tree pose, please look straight ahead. All right, nice one, Summer. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. I mean, you ultimately probably have your heel somewhere on the front of the pelvis and the toes on the thigh. That's fine. Look at the floor. Slowly bring the upper body forward. If you can't quite get the heel all the way up in toe stand, that's okay. All right, foot can just be resting on the top few inches of the thigh. What I shared earlier was really more for tree pose. Now, if you're touching the floor, you can lower the hips down. Sit on the heel, then bring your arms around to the sides of the body. You don't have to worry about that height in toe stand as much. Now, stretch your spine up, stomach in. Right hand up and then the left hand up. Push both knees down, chest up. Shoulders stay relaxed. Eyes focus one point. Hands to the floor in front of you. Take your time to come up again. You can grab the foot to finish up tree pose. Look straight ahead, please. All right, everybody, tree pose can change. Left foot down, arms down. Very nice. Warm up. Go ahead and relax on your back once you get your things adjusted. I'll qualify all of that stuff about tree pose by saying if the knee bothers you, never force any depth in that one, okay? You can just hold the foot for forever, indefinitely, if you need to. All right, Joe, you made it look like no problem at all. All right, let everything settle. Complete relaxation of the abdomen. Smooth exhales by your nose. What's up, Summer? How you doing over there?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Great. Anything on your mind today?
No, not
really. Okay. I'm glad you're practicing. I missed you last week. I'm glad to see you again. All right. Concentrate on the next couple of inhales and exhales. Totally. That looks pretty good, Cheryl. Yeah, I think I can see most of you. That's fine. Yep, that looks good, Tammy. Everyone's good. Okay, let's begin. Wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Hold your leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. All 10 fingers interlace. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. If the left calf muscle's not on the floor, flex your left foot back from the ankle. But make sure the right leg is relaxed everywhere. So the foot, ankle, knee, and hip. Slowly bring the chin down. Rohan, while you're up, can you angle the camera a little bit more towards the mirror? Perfect, right there. Thank you. And slowly bring the chin down. Look down the center line of the body. Pull a little bit more and absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg down. Good one, Summer. Arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers as deeply as you can, cross your thumbs, and pull your left knee to the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows stay in close to the sides. Both shoulders or both sides of the upper back, you try to keep on the floor. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck the chin. Look down the center line of the body. Pull a little bit extra and hold it. Good. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Reach up and try to grab your elbows. If you can't reach the elbows, you can grab the forearms or the wrists. Relax your feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. If you had to lift your head up, bring it back to the floor. Eventually, you can try to keep it on the ground. Now slowly, tuck your chin, pressing the back of the neck to the floor. Stomach in. Look down, hold it. Good, change again. Arms and legs down, relax in Savasana. Rowan, did you have a question? I'm sorry if I totally missed that. Do you need anything?
Yeah, the question was, in the sit-up, are you supposed to tuck your chin to the chest or keep the ears with the arms?
What was the second part, or what?
Or keep the ears with the arms, or keep the chin to the chest and
sit up. I bring the chin to the chest. Yeah. Sorry about that. Thank you. I'll watch it, and I'll, if needed, I can demonstrate if that helps. You kind of want to go, let's do seconds at window moving, then we can talk about that. Right leg lift up. Go ahead, please. Interlace the fingers. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides. Relax your right foot. Relax your right leg entirely so that you can pull it without any extra tension. That's it, Michelle. Now, breathe, but hold the stomach in. You feel the air moving somewhere, right? But try to hold the lower abdomen in. Change again. Right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up, other side. Interlace the fingers. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Try to keep the right shoulder, right upper back on the ground. Look straight down the center line of the chest. That will help you with the chin tucking, getting the neck on the floor. That's good, Summer. Pull the leg. Now relax your left leg totally. Relax your left foot. Just let it totally be loose there. That's it. Very nice. Change again. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Reach up and over the knees. Try to get your elbows. If you can't reach them, just grab some arm part on each side. And feet relaxed totally. Same thing here. Ankles relaxed. Slowly tuck the chin. You can do it, Summer. Shoulders down will help you not roll. Shoulders down to the floor, shoulders away from the ears. One more stomach and look down. Looks good, Michelle. Hold it. Change again. Arms and legs down. Completely relax. I'm going to do a sit-up. I want to make sure I'm doing what I think I'm doing. I'm going to hold this little mic box in my hand. Okay. If you guys want to watch the sit up, I'm pretty sure I'm tucking my chin to the chest the whole time, but I just want to make sure. What's that? Sorry. Okay. Here, I'm going to do the sit up. I'll do one more. I did try to tuck the chin right away. My arms didn't quite keep up with the head, but that's okay. Or they went ahead of it. Okay, it's almost like I was here and then I was there. You don't want to do anything in between, like go up towards the ceiling, one of these. Sometimes you'll see people do that. But you just want to go straight back. You can do a little bounce, like a little double jerk here too. I'll do one more. Isn't this exciting? So sometimes it comes out like two breaths. I didn't try to take two exhales. I just did a little extra jerk, and that pushed the air out kind of secondary, like as a second. Here's the last one. Lindsay, did you know you signed up for our sit-up workshop? Okay. That came out as one, even though I bounced a little. Okay? Good? You want to do five of those? No, I'll just do one. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Does that make some sense, Rohan Raman? Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's give it a try. We can always do that again someday. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep inhale. Hold it. And then you sit up. Go right to head to knees. Push out the air. Yeah. So you feel it's like power breathing exhale, right? Okay. Turn around. I love those sit-ups. Aren't they fun? You never have to do more than one at a time, except for if you're me and it was just now. Okay, hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Press the palms down, legs and feet together. Keep your feet on the floor. Now take a nice deep breath. Lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. That means use all of it that you can figure out how to use. Push the palms down. Very nice, Florida Amy. Look up to the ceiling. Arms are so much better, Tammy. Keep them close, elbows in close to the sides of the body. And stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips so the shoulders drop down. That's good, Janelle, lifting. Now push all the fingers flat, knuckles flat. Lift the chin up and look for the wall behind you. Change again. Bring the chin to the floor. Arms right down next to you, straight position. Turn your head to the right. Let everything relax. It's one of my favorite things, though, about the sit-up, honestly, because sit-ups in gym where you had to do, like, how many can you do in a minute? I was just like, ah, this is so hard. And in this class, you're like, oh, all I need is one. That's it. The feet together, flexed. No, we're not even doing a sit-up. Hands underneath the chest. Now I just want to do sit-ups. All right, all five fingers together. Press the palms down. Try to keep all the finger surfaces and the palms pressing, like glue with pressure, okay? Underneath palms. Go ahead, lift your upper body up. You got it. So you'll feel the arms more comprehensively when you push the palms down. That's good coming up, Raman. Now drop the shoulders 6 inches. There you go. Stay here, everybody. Figure out a nice, smooth breathing pattern. Looks good, Kevin. Elbows drag backwards. Push the face towards the wall behind you. Change. Slowly bring the chin down. Arms straighten out. Turn your head to the left. Completely relax. What if instead of counting how many sit-ups you could do for a minute, how long can you hold half moon pose? To the left side and to the right side. How about that for a fitness test? Oh my gosh. Thumbs up, Michelle. Now, half moon, just how, instead of how many sit-ups per minute, see, like, how long can you hold half moon to the side? But that's not going to happen. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Bring your arms underneath the body. I like to dream about the planet I live on. Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, my would, my rather. Okay, I got it. Hands underneath it. Sorry, I'm a little slow, but I got it now. Pinky fingers side by side. Would you rather do 60 sit-ups or hold half moon for 2 minutes? Okay. Lock your right leg lifted up. Go ahead to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. That's great. Hold it. Now, you freeze there. You get up to a point that's a little challenging. Energize the leg. Stretch it back and lift it up. Good. Right leg lower down. See if the chin will go forward anymore. Lock your left leg, point the toes, left leg lift up. Just a normal set, one of them, Nadia. Just left leg lift up for a set. Keep the arms pressing down. You got it. Just do it as a warm-up, all right? That's good, Rohan. Keep the chin forward. Look forward, Summer. Never turn the head, my dear. Hold it. Good. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in. Mouth on the towel. See if the arms can straighten or get any closer to each other. Now, inhale, breathing. Go ahead. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Nice, Lindsay. Great start. Both legs lift up. Both hands press down. Eventually, as you bring the legs higher, you shift more body weight to your upper arms. Change again. Lower the legs. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. Totally relax. I feel like we had a few of those little paperback books that said, "Would you rather?" Was that something? Yeah. Summer says yes. Thank you for the confirmation, my dear. All right, turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers side by side. Chin on the floor. How about you, Summer? Would you rather do sit-ups or half moon pose? You can think about it. Lock your right leg. Lift it up. 10 counts. 9. Keep the knee straight. 8. 7. Push the fingertips. 6. Firmly to the floor. 5. Left leg stays relaxed. 4. 3. Lock the right leg. 2. You got it, Kate. Hold it. 1. Right leg lower down. Keep the chin forward. Lock your left leg. Lift it up. 10 counts. Begin. 9. 8. Knees straight. 7. 6. Try to push the upper arms, 5, into the floor, 4. 3. Hold it there, 2. It doesn't have to go higher. Just lock the knee. Change. Yes. Change again. All right. Mouth on the towel. Readjust the arms. Get ready for this fun, okay? Otherwise known as locust pose. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead. 10 counts. Lift up, 9. Both legs, 8. 7. 6. Legs together, 5. You can do it, 4. Inhale, thighs up, 3. Even the hips, 2, are going to lift up, 1. Change again, please. Lower down. All right, take your arms out once the legs are down and look to your left. Did you decide, Summer? Would you rather have a sit-up contest or a half-moon contest?
Half-moon.
Half-moon? Okay. Full locust pose, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, straight out from the shoulders. I suppose it's harder to measure. You know, is someone breathing normally? Are they all lined up? It's easier just to count sloppy repetitions, right? Inhale, breathing. I mean, mine were so sloppy. Both legs, both arms lift up. Arms, head, chest, and legs. Everybody come up until just the hip bones are on the floor. Now, go up till you feel some challenge, and then smooth breathing. When you inhale, reach out to the side walls. Very good, Lindsay. Legs up, legs locked. Take one more deep breath, and as you're exhaling, come up a little higher. Change again. Good. Bring your arms down. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. Straight out from the center of the chest. All 5 fingers together on each hand, please. And legs together as one, like cobra tail. Don't open it. Good setup, you guys. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs. Very nice. Awesome. Looks great over here. Now, keep reaching out to the side walls. Very nice, Jess. Legs together, legs locked. Come up a little more. 5. Lift your chin up. 4. Keep the knees straight. 3. Take a deep breath. 2. On your exhale, come all the way up. 1. Lower down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Nice shaking there, Lindsay. Oh, my goodness. All right, next is bow pose, Dhanurasana. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. Just below the toes, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Keep a pretty strong grip there. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Inhale, breathing, look up to the ceiling and kick up, please, begin. The hands go up, feet go up. Good start, Kevin. If you fall kind of backwards or roll backwards onto the thighs, then use it to roll forward. Use it to get the body weight forward of the pelvis, right onto the abdomen. So all this time you were sucking in the stomach, now you just get to relax it and let everything be above the abdominal wall, pressing it into the floor. Now lift your chin up, let the shoulders open up, kick up just a little more at the end. Change again, lower down, chin and knees. Bring your arms down, turn your head to the right. So I know we do all this phenomenal strengthening, right? The strengthening of the backbending muscle, strengthening of the kicking. But I'm also very interested in the fact that you have the whole body above the abdominal wall. So it, just the situation of gravity, circulation, things like that. It's not just a backward bend. It's not just the kicking strength that's happening. It's not just stretching the front of the body. Pretty cool. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. If you can think of the many, many aspects of what's happening, it's also easier to realize, you know what, this is a great posture, even at one very small fraction of depth. Start to kick up and look up. Even if you just get the knees up the tiniest bit and the upper body up, you still have that situation I'm talking about. Now, you kick as high as you can. If you can kick more, you kick more. But even at very minimal depth, you create that situation of the posture. That looks great, Tammy. Now look straight up, chin up, everybody. Let the shoulders open, kick up. Thighs come off the floor. Change again. Lower down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. You doing good, Kate? You okay? Oh, food in the system. Mm-hmm. Understood. Chips and salsa, yes. I've done that. One time, the most recent time, maybe a couple years ago, I had Thai food like 4 hours before class, but somehow it was still in my stomach when I did class. And this, exactly right now, I was like... Kate was balancing on her chips and salsa, my friends. Come up to the top of the mat, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. This is not just your abdominal wall. This is chips and salsa posture. All right. It's very easy to put that into a Sanskrit, by the way. Have you tried in your mind yet? Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor, right between the heels. Take your time. If the hips touch the floor comfortably, you can go back, but make sure the heels stay in contact with the outside of the hips. Elbows to the floor, then head, back of the head and shoulders. This is the one where you can sit on the floor, Rohan. Yeah, before you go back, take your time. There you go. All right. Now make sure the knees stay on the ground as you're going back. Once you have the upper body relaxed on the floor, bring your arms over the head and grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the ground, chin tucks. Look down the center line of the body and lift the chest and abdomen up. Cheryl, you can push the elbows down, lift your chest up, keeping the hips, there you go. Push down with the elbows, upward with the chest. That looks better. Now change everybody, hands on the feet, come up in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale fully, hold it. Go ahead for your sit-up. Strong exhalation. Little bounce, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, let's do second set. Turn around, sit on the heels. Knees and feet together. Take your time sitting, and then once you're sitting down, you can go back slowly. If everything feels fine, you can go quicker. I'm not trying to hold you back, but just want to make sure you're moving mindfully. So that can be quick, it can be slow. It's whatever's called for, whatever's needed, and whatever's possible. Some kind of perfect combination there every time you try it. If you need to go slowly, go slowly. And if you can go faster, then you just do, because you have the muscle control, concentration to move the body more fluidly. All fine. That looks great, Ron. Remember, next thing you can do is separate the elbows 1 inch, Ron, when you're ready to do something else. If you're all the way back and the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together. Just make sure the knees always stay on the ground. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up onto the hands and then spine straight in the middle. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. I can't stop thinking about the chips and salsa being transformed into your tomorrow's body, Kate. It's kind of, wow, like, how does that all, yeah, I know we can talk about how it happens, but how does it really happen? Yes, Ron. Yes, sir, I was talking to you. Yes. Did you try it or not quite ready? Oh, sure. Absolutely. Feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Go ahead, practice your sit-up. Make it into a strong exhale, breathing exercise. All right, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit down on your heels, knees and feet together. Towards the back of the mat is good. No gap underneath ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Keeping the hips on the heels, bring your upper body forward. Chest up, chin up, arms back with your ears. Forehead to the floor. The side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor and wrists up off of the floor in the air. And take a nice deep breath, holding the lower abdomen in, arms slide forward, or you can kind of right, left, inch them forward. Shoulder blade scapula being pulled forward by your reaching. Now stay here, take another deep breath in, rib cage expanding. Keep the arms stretching forward when you exhale. And then on the last inhale, you can come up, arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Arms down to the sides. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Let everything completely relax. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a full inhale, hold it. Exhale, grab the toes. As you're bringing the head to the knees, push out the air forcefully. All right, second set. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Suck in your stomach, bring the arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Now inhale, reach up. Keep your chin up, hips pressed to the heels, come forward like that. Keeping the arms up and the chin up may be a lot of the challenge, that's fine. Or keeping the hips on the heels, that's all fine. If the forehead doesn't touch the floor, put the pinky fingers on the floor anyway and then stretch forward and push the hips back to the heels. The forehead may or may not touch the floor depending on your situation, all right? But you can maintain the stretch from the lower spine out to the fingertips. So lock your elbows. Strong arms, Nadia. Lock your elbows. The only part of the arms touching the floor will be the pinky finger side edges. Very nice. Inhale, lift your arms up first. Head, neck, and spine go with the arms. Nice, Lindsay. Great. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Tammy, did you have a question? Hold on. Okay, go ahead. No? Okay. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhale. Camel posture. Those sound good in the room. You enjoying your sit-ups today? 6 inches between your knees, standing up on the knees. Put your hands up on the hips or the lower back. Fingers point down. Now, when you inhale, everything lifts up. Then push your hips forward. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Bend as much of your spine as you can figure out how to bend. Neck, upper back, middle back. When you can't bend anymore, bring the right hand down. See if you can grab the right heel. Thumb outside, forefingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, forefingers inside. Full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice deep breath up high into the chest. As you exhale, slowly push your hips forward, but continuously keep pushing stomach, hips, and thighs forward. Do not stop pushing. And bring the hands one at a time up to the low back. Inhale, push your hips forward. Straighten up in the middle, chin down. Very nice. Where did your knee hurt? Oh, a little stretch on the outside. At what point in going back did it hurt? As soon as you got up on the knees or when you're halfway back? Okay. We'll start it slower and I'll watch you to see if it's moving, kind of. The knee is a very intricate, complicated situation, so I didn't know if it was like pressure here. Yeah, if you guys ask me questions, I'll probably have three for you before I have any information, so I'm not trying to be difficult. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, go ahead and sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Okay, start again. Just go a little slower, and if you feel it, just make a noise. Okay, so I know when it happens. All right, take a deep breath, lift up the chest. Go ahead, hips forward, head goes back. You can go as slowly as you need to. Bend your spine as much as it will go. And you can grab a heel, grab another heel. Full palm grip on each. Push your hips forward. Push the stomach forward, push the thighs forward until you feel a pulling sensation on the heels. Tip the chin back, look for the floor. Eventually you look for your own mat. All right, everybody, come up. Hands come up one at a time. 1 second, Michelle. Come back up in the middle, straighten the spine. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Sure, your calf cramped up instead. I'll tell you what I saw. When you went back and grabbed the heels, the other knee moved out significantly to the left. That one moved. I don't know if that meant on the first set that one took all the pressure and the stretch because this one kind of went out. Anyway, that's just what I would also, yes, alternate for you, alternate which hand is going back first. Another thing you can try, Michelle, is start with both knees a little wider so that they don't split while you're reaching, okay? All right. feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, please grab the toes, exhale. Strong one, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture. You can do a third camel if you want to, if you want. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Do it with the knees wider. All right, everybody rabbit, grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, tuck your chin to the chest and go ahead. Yeah, you see how the knees are a little wider? Now just try to keep them planted there. Go ahead, everybody. And whether or not you grab the heels, whatever, that's okay. All right, forward to the knees, top of the head to the floor. Everyone else, either get a strong grip on the heels or you press the hands to the floor right next to your head. Nice posture, Joe. Very good rounding spine. Lift your hips up, everyone, until the arms, elbows are straight. Amy F, very good. Press the feet and ankles down. A little bit of pressure underneath the top of the head, but maximum body weight underneath knees and feet. Change, please. Lower the hips back to the feet. Is that better, Michelle? Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I'm glad you said something, because I would never have seen that from this, from where I'm sitting. I wouldn't see the other leg move. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs outside. Inhale, stretch your spine upward first and then begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, round the spine, forehead to the knees, or as close as it will go. Automatically top of the head to the floor. Then lift up your hips, roll forward. That's it. If you need to walk the knees forward, that's fine. Right, left, right, left. Press the feet and ankles down, keeping a strong grip. The shoulders can slide up a little bit towards the ceiling, but make sure you don't compromise the grip or the hips lifting to move the shoulders. Change, please. Total spine stretched out. Very nice. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, and exhale forcefully. Double jerk, head to knees. Nice job. All right, head to knee pose. Sit facing forward. Bring your right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out and grab the right foot a couple of inches below your toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle and round the spine, chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to your right knee. If your forehead and knee don't touch each other yet, bend the knee up a little bit. And then once they're together, push your knee down with the forehead. You can roll in a little bit to the center, left shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line. That's good, Lindsay. Maintain the pressure between inner right thigh and sole of the left foot. So you can push the left knee down a little bit, push the left hip down and back. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend your right knee. Push the sole of the right foot against the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out, grab the left foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle and round the spine, please, forehead to your left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit. And then push the knee with your forehead, but make sure it doesn't go away from the forehead. Roll in just enough, right shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line. Now push the sole of the right foot against inner left thigh, right knee down. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, sit up, grab the toes. First two fingers and thumb grip tightly and fully around the big toe. Then walk your hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. Both feet flex back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Look forward, take a nice deep breath. Slowly push your knees down. Now relax the shoulders, suck in your stomach, legs and feet together. Once you can get the legs locked, then you can stretch your upper body forward. So the whole spine stretches, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine, towards the mirror. Elbows compress out and forward. Breastbone slides forward. Just make sure the tops of the thighs stay contracted. Stay there, Nadia, and try to turn the feet back so the toes are closer to your abdomen than your heels. Now pull the toes. I want you to pull the toes towards your belly button so the heels come off the floor. That's better. Inhale, breathing, come up, everyone. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Lindsay, do you know how many birthdays ago you first did this class? Is that ever on your mind when you have a birthday? 10? Ooh, this is a 10-year yoga birthday. That's awesome. Wow, so cool. Can you imagine the alternate universe? She says no. Mm-mm. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. Sit facing forward, right leg out. Bend your left knee. Arms over the head. Stretch up tall. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out and grab the foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Is that knee bugging you, Joe, or the hamstring? You can keep it out straight. Sometimes this one, yeah, just have separated legs, if that helps. As long as the left knee doesn't hurt, you can push the left knee to the floor, but never force it if the knee's bugging you. Suck in your stomach. That's it, Janelle. Keep maximum compression of the front of the throat, everyone. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out. Bend the right knee. Push the sole of the right foot and left inner thigh together. Turn, grab the foot. Go ahead, pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, head to the left knee. Take your time. All five toes turn back. Push the knee down with your forehead and roll in just enough. Right knee down, right shoulder down. Hold it there. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, do your sit-up, please. Inhale and then exhale. Grab your big toes, walk the hips back. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Legs and feet together, flex the feet back from the ankles. Make sure you're pulling the big toes towards the lower abdomen. Yeah, that's it, Tammy. Now, I want the ankles to flex back, so you got to use the lower leg shin muscles to flex the feet too. Good, Ramit. Now, slowly push your knees down without compromising the pulling, the flexing, that's using the shin muscles, and the turning of the pinky toes back. So that's a very particular muscle group on the top of the foot. Good, Kate. Keep the legs locked. Then you can stretch the upper body forward. Now, steady the breathing. Pull on the big toes. Very good, Kevin. Wrists are looking nice and straight. Upper body slides forward for 3. Smooth breathing. 2, so that you can relax appropriately. 1. Inhale, come up. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Is that like an ongoing thing, Joe? Is that newish or ongoing? About a month? Much longer. Oh, sorry. For the half spine twist, you can keep that leg straight on the floor. I don't know. I just don't remember. Okay. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Okay, bend your left knee in front of you or keep it straight. Then cross the right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee. Left arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down to grab your left knee with the left hand or grab the edge of the mat next to it. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can, then turn your head, look to the right. Chin turns, right shoulder back. Try to keep both hips on the floor, so you may need to lean to your right a little bit so you feel the lower spine stretching straight up. Now turn and twist, right shoulder back, right elbow back, look all the way to the right. Good, untwist the spine, undo the arms. And then switch the legs. Bend your right knee in front of you on the floor. Cross the left foot over the knee, heel touching the knee corner. Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand so the palm is down. Either grab the right knee or the edge of the mat next to it. Now left arm can go behind you, either right on the back, palm out, or push the left fingers down into the floor to help lift the chest and spine up. Then turn your head, please. Look to the left side. Total spine twisting, top to bottom. If you have your hand on the floor, you can walk it around towards the mirror a little bit. There you go, Michelle. Just roll to the left, too, to keep the left hip down right there. Now inhale, push the fingers down, chest up. Exhale, stomach, and twist a little more to the left. Good. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and relax on your back. All right, the last sit-up, feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, Sit up. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. All right, turn around. Sit down on the heels, everyone. Knees and feet together. That's a good sit-up, Ramit and Rohan. Very nice. All right, sit up nice and straight. Hands on the thighs. Elbows locked and shoulders down. Concentrate one point in front of you. You can swallow a couple of times. All of the effort on the exhale. Hello, Mindy and Amelia, and hi, Matt. All right, focus one point, and let's begin, please. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks good, Nadia. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good, Tammy. Keep the chest up. 5, 6, 7, 8. Shoulders stay down. Good straight spine, Rohan. That's very nice. Just sit up as tall as you can. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 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 exhale. As much as you can, as quickly as you can. Then you have a pause for the inhale to happen. Five, four, three, two, one. Everyone, you can take one nice deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Let's do the second set. Five, four, three, two, one. Great class, everybody. Very nice. Let's turn around, relax on your back. You're very welcome. Lindsay says thank you. Happy birthday. How special, how wonderful. All right, you can separate your feet and hands if you didn't yet. Close your eyes if that helps you concentrate. Keep them open if it helps you concentrate. A smooth breath in the nose and a smooth exhale out your nose. And then again. I had mentioned, you know, a good way to get through the intense part of the balancing standing stuff is to pay super constant, right, unbroken attention to your breathing. This is a great time to practice that. You can practice it while you're doing standing bow. You can practice it while you're lying on the ground. You can practice it when you're in a situation elsewhere, whether it's challenging or relaxing. So you can have that skill develop. Really, really, really good, really important, and wonderful. All right. If you think of any questions, please let me know. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, afternoon, etc., wherever you might be. And I will see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Thanks for great practice together.